Órale pues, Raza, welcome to Chicano Highlights. You are listening to, of course, the Beto Man, your host, and we have a very special guest. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Steve Segura.
Now, you've been involved in a lot of organizations. You've done a lot of things. What are you involved with presently?
Presently, I'm involved. I'm one of the cornerstones. I'm the secretary for the Friends of Father Murphy, Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization that established in 2011. What we do, we create fundraisers to help out the young men at Salesian High School, to help them out with their financial assistance, their tuition. Their tuition for 1 year for one student is $8,500. So it's tough. So we try to help out the students to accomplish their goal, and hopefully they will continue their education. This past year, Salesian graduated 85%. The past seniors went on to a four-year university, and the remaining students went on to regular community colleges. So that's a great accomplishment.
And why is this particular father important to you?
Father Murphy is a cornerstone. He's an icon to many of us. He's a mentor.
Tell me what he's done.
Well, Father Murphy, he was a surrogate father to a lot of us, a mentor. He had a heart. He was a great Irishman. He saw to us. So he would discipline us, but in the same token, he would tell us why he was disciplining us. And when we did it again, he was disappointed. So it was that look of disappointment that touched a lot of guys to go the right way. And he encouraged us to, about life, and he was a great man. To many of us, he married a lot of us, that went there. He buried a lot of us, guys that didn't come, guys that didn't come back from Vietnam, guys that passed in the last 20, 30 years, and he even baptized a lot of our children. He created an atmosphere where an open door policy in his office at all times.
Okay, so tell me a little more about your organization.
Our organization, again, through...
What is it called again?
The Friends of Father Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
You can look us up on our website, www.friendsoffathermurphy.com, and read more about our organization, how to get involved in it. And these are Friends of Father Murphy, and they are not necessarily alumni. They are all students that were touched by Father Murphy in the past, and now they're adults. And we have alumni from Garfield, Roosevelt, Franklin, women and men who are part of the organization. And we're all for the same token. We help and we network with other organizations to help out the communities. The Boys of Belvedere, we help out Joe Espinoza and his group from Chico. We help out Bertha Opeza with her organization. We help out Willie G. Ministries, tremendous. We help him out with his organization. And we try to network with other people in the community that are trying to do the same thing through our website.
All right. So you're involved with a lot of different projects. What type of different projects do you have?
Well, we just finished this past Sunday. We finished completing our fall. We called it our fall Rockin' Tariada that was held at the Ontario Elks Lodge in Ontario. And we also kicked off our memorial bus fun. We are currently making a bus to put back into a school. It was a bus to Father Murphy as a memorial to him. We started the campaign on Sunday. It goes from December 31st to December 31st of 2015. Our target is to reach $10,000. And this is for the bus, and we're going to have various type of prizes that we're going out, dinners, trips, etc.
All right. I think that's going to do it for us, Raza. We want to thank you for coming in. You'll be back, right?
If God's willing and I'm here and you invite, I'll be here, bro.
Órale. That's going to do it for us, Raza. You've been listening to Chicano Highlights. I am your host, the Beto Man, and we will see you hasta la próxima. Ahí te guacho.